Blog Talk Radio.
As the legend goes, an old Cherokee was teaching his grandson about life. He said to the boy, "A fight is going on inside me. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, guilt, lies, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed."
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes.
Yeah.
It will be out.
Good evening. Good afternoon or good morning. Come on, say it with me. One day, yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show, broadcasting live every Monday and Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhouseeffects. That's the letter FX at the end. My name is Will Green, holding down one half of our hosting duties, holding down the other half of our hosting duties. Some call them Unc. Others call him the Lions Historian. I just simply call him my best friend. He's my dad, Bill Green. What's happening, Daddy-O? How you doing?
Oh, man. You know, it's still too early to tell. How you doing, Wilfredo? Let's go another route. Let's check in on you. How you doing, man? Welcome to Texas. Welcome back to Texas, man.
Yeah, bienvenidos, right? Bienvenidos to Texas.
Amen.
Right? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. This is, you know, it's really, I was sitting here getting ready, you know, getting jacked in and everything, getting everything plugged in. And being on the road again, you know, it's like we've literally been doing this all year. I've been on the road. You've been on the road. But I'm just really proud of us that we've been able to maintain the consistency of this show, you know.
Right on, man.
You know, I'm just really, really proud of us, you know, to be able to do so. Yeah. So here I am in Dallas again. What I feel like my second home, you know. I'm feeling really good. You know.
All right, just for the sake of the listeners, Will has a little challenge going on with his sound setup. So if you hear a little static and all that, just know that he's kind of in a remote.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that's you're telling me that the sound is kind of off. So. That's what I was concerned about that.
No, it's just in and out. And I didn't want to give a whole lot of attention to it. So anyway, I'm not saying any more. Just letting everybody know you don't need to adjust your dials. It's just that we go through this periodically with Blog Talk Radio. If it ain't him, it's me. And sometimes it's y'all. You know, so just so you know, don't anybody panic. It always settles down. So how long are you planning on being?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How long are you planning on being here?
A week.
Okay, cool. All righty, man. I see the studio is stacking up too, you know, so go ahead and do your due diligence, man.
All right, you got
break
me concerned about the sound.
Man, it's just
in going
to break it down. It's all good. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, As we do in every show, ladies and gentlemen, just a couple of things we like to remind you, what we call the due diligence. Here on our shows, for about an hour, you get a chance to listen to me and my dad do our thing, and we also give you the opportunity to engage with us. There's a few ways that you can do that, but before we get into all of that, we like to make sure that you've got something to write with. So grab a pen and pad, a pencil and paper, a post-it note, a marker. We don't care what you got, the back of an envelope or a napkin. Dad's favorite is the envelope. I use the napkin, so that's why we throw it in there. But we want to make sure you got something to write with. You know, you may have some questions. You may have some comments. You know, who knows? You may even pick up something from our discussion and banter, whatever you want to call it. But we want to make sure you don't miss anything. So you might be asking, though, if I do have any questions, how can I share these questions? And I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, how?
Let me tell you. Hopefully you got something to write with. So the first thing I'm going to do is give you a phone number. You can dial in directly. Our number here is 516-453-6094. And we'll say it twice because it's so nice. 516-453-6094. And when you're ready to chime in, press 1 on your keypad. That'll put your number in our queue, and we'll bring you in as soon as we can. So another way that you can also engage with us is that we have our chat room available on the Blog Talk Radio site. With your free Blog Talk Radio account, you can access the chat room, which is located, if you're listening online on today's episode, it would be at the bottom of the screen. So you can engage with us in the chat room, or we always have ye old Facebook available. Dad or I will set up an event page set up for the live show. And in the discussion tab in the event page, you can post any questions, comments, or anything like that in the Facebook page. There you have it from your friends here at the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. We want to hear what's on your mind. What's up with you? Thank you.
Oh, he got a long applause that time.
Oh, good. So where are we at tonight?
Well, you know, by popular demand, the plan is to bring Marty Hines back, you know, which is something that has never happened in all the times we've interviewed folks. We've never brought anybody back to back from a request, you know, from the listening audience, you know. I don't even know if we did it in any other way either. So that's kind of cool. And other than that, you know, I'm just still kind of, I don't know, not kind of. I'm struggling with a couple things. One, this shooting that happened in St. Louis at the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, you know, where a young girl, 15 years old, and an older teacher, 61 years old, were both mowed down as a result of a shooting rampage. You know, it's kind of sad, you know, when you read that Alexandra Bell was the young lady's name, 15 years old, and her dad said, my daughter was planning on coming out here to California to celebrate her birthday with me on November 18th, but now we have to plan her funeral. Man, that just hits me right in, you know, it just cuts right through to me. And then Gene Kuska, 61 years old and about to retire after a long and illustrious career teaching. You know, she put herself in harm's way, put herself between the shooter and her students, you know, and died as a result. You know, some 19-year-old wielding an AR-15 style rifle, over 600 rounds of ammunition, and more than a dozen high-capacity magazines were used, man. And he died in a gun battle with police. You know, what is it, man? You know, I mean, like,
when
it's always
this
Monday. I said it earlier, Monday. You know, and I'm just reading about it now, hearing about it, I never have, you know. But reading about it in the internet, and, you know, it's always, you know, these dudes, you know, like, 17, 18, 20, 24, you know. But anyway, this is the 67th shooting this year, you know, on United States school grounds. I you know, and most of them, the vast majority of them were those dudes used high-powered rifles. You know, in almost every instance. And for some reason, I just don't understand why Congress has such a hard time just banning AR-15s. You know, they're not made here. There's no manufacturing industrial reason, like, well, we're holding on to jobs. You know, people don't, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people, whatever, you know, the rhetoric is going to be. The bottom line is, you know, these folks are mowing their own children down and taking a few of ours with them. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand how people can be so okay with the political arena in such a way that they're not clamoring for their representatives, you know. But see, that's the other thing. We talked about it in the previous show. You know, I think it was something like 67% of our so-called representatives who dictate legal policy, who write the laws, over, I think it was 67%, don't have law degrees. You know, so they're writing laws about laws that they don't know anything about. You know, so I don't know, maybe that has something to do with it, but it's just something to read. So much for that. You know, the other thing that I'm bouncing around with, as you know, and reading comments that people are making on Facebook as a result of a post I put up about that I'm really not I'm not that much invested in going to see the movie Till. As a matter of fact,
oh, you're gonna talk about that?
No, just saying what I'm saying. I just posted it. And it's just still kind of bothering me. And I posted that I have no intention of going to see it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that's, you know, it's just, it just stirs up. So you're asking, you know, what's going on, and those are the two things that are going on. Just stirs up too much for me, too much. I don't see the value of it. But anyway, and also I was somewhat kind of stalling to see. Well, he's not there yet, so waiting for our guy to show up.
Oh, there he is. You just mentioned him, and he just popped in.
Okay, popped in.
Let me
all right.
before we jump in into this, I just want to say in regards to like the Emmett Till thing, there's a part in the commercial where and I'll probably get the quote wrong right now, where the mother said something about the business. Basically, business has to be about us all, similar to what we've talked about with the collective consciousness and things like that. I thought that was a point in the trailer that may inspire me to go see it. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. Actually, I don't want to derail because Marty's already in there. But I'm glad that you shared what you said. I'm surprised you even brought it up, but I'm just a little touched that you even brought it up, so I'm a little shook about it. Can't quite get my thoughts out. But thank you.
Yeah, you know, for me, we talked about it initially Monday, and ever since the point was raised between us, it's not like that was it. Since then, you know, it's like the trauma of it has just continued to recycle and to some degree, you know, go even deeper into my memory, you know. And I don't know what qualifies, you know, because black folks don't really get a chance to dictate such a thing. So I don't really know what qualifies trauma and what doesn't. You know, I'm constantly disturbed by the fact that there's really been no research to acknowledge post-traumatic stress regarding the themes, the long reach of slavery. So how would I expect, if that hasn't been done, that anybody would even, you know, raise an eyebrow about the potential of trauma from something that happened in the late 50s? It's a concern, and it's an issue that I think is great that younger generations like yours, you know, would be piqued, interested, or otherwise curious about going to see a movie that, you know, that y'all only really have, you don't really have much of an historical perspective, just what happens so often, just the theatrical perspective, you know. So I think that's great that, you know, so many are kind of tuned in out of curiosity to just go see what it's all about. That to me is a positive, but I noticed that for so many of my generation, especially Chicagoans, you know, there's just so many stories, you know, that I've just been reading about that folks have been sending me comments, not so much stories, but comments. Like one person said, you know, that, she had family in Mississippi and, you know, it had been a tradition to go visit them, and all of a sudden she was just not allowed to go anymore. And nobody ever told her why, and she thinks it had to do with, you know, with Emmett Till being murdered. You know, she was around the same age, you know. And those kind of things just, you know, just have gone so long, undiagnosed, more or less talked about. And I know with my family, with my mother's, contrary to what some people in my family might suggest, my mother and her sisters and her brother, but he was the youngest of the brood, they never talked about anything. They didn't, you know, and they just didn't. And so I knew as a you know, 8-year-old, 7-year-old, however old I was, 7 or 8, that something impactful had really touched the community and the family. But, you know, we were left to our own devices to just work through it. There was a song, a ballad, this white dude wrote called Emmett Till. He's a legend we all know. And it was on the radio. And I used to hum it, you know. And I made the mistake of humming it as I walked past my mother. Well, that was the end of that song in my repertoire.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway. All right.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
you never really mentioned too much about how it was in the home at that time. You know, like if I recall the times that you've mentioned talked about it on the show, you really talked about how you talked about the impact of Emmett Till's murder. You talked about, you know, when you were in school, I believe, not necessarily at home. Is that correct? Like you really got an understanding in school, right?
No. I never had. No, what happened in school had nothing directly to do with Emmett Till. That had to do with coming into my own consciousness as far as being black. You know, and but that story I told wasn't, you know, about the black body. You know, they had the three letters KKK carved in the swollen belly. That wasn't Emmett Till. That was a random picture in Jet magazine that our social studies teacher passed around and asked our thoughts on that. And that's when I found out about there was this terrorist group called the KKK, and that they were, you know, that they had inflicted much harm upon black people. Prior to that, I was quite comfortable with being a Negro Roman Catholic. Actually Roman Catholic. And maybe I would say Negro if I was trying to impress somebody. But I didn't know what it was to be Negro. I knew what it was to be Roman Catholic. But that's when I came into consciousness as a black male. I was 11. You know, but the years prior to that, it was all in silence. Nobody ever talked about Emmett Till. Nobody did. You know, and we were so trained that if our parents or the elders didn't talk about it, you know, we didn't even talk about it in hushed tones. So I know there had to be a lot of confusion, a lot of, you know, fear more than anything, you know. But I didn't know Emmett Till personally. I probably rubbed elbows with him. He was a few, maybe 2 or 3 years older than me. He was my brother Jeff's age, your Uncle Jeff, my brother Jeff, your Uncle Jeff's age, and Uncle Pete, a cousin Pete, and another guy, his name was Arthur Jackson. But anyway, they were in class together in Makai's High Grammar School on the south side of Chicago. And so we all played together, you know, in the neighborhood. And I'm sure that, you know, Emmett Till, you know, played with my brother and my older cousins. But as far as direct contact was concerned, it was just so many of us. You know, that, it was just, you know, every square inch of the neighborhood was absorbed by us youngins with rusty elbows, you know, ashy skin and bodies, you know, running up and down the alleys and the street. I mean, you know, we all went to packs. We went to school in packs. We played in packs. We, you know, we did everything in packs. So I'm sure he was, you know, on the older end of older, right? Like if I'm 7, that means the older group dudes were like 10. You know, they were double digits, so you didn't play with nobody in single digits. You know, oh my God, you know, you kidding? So anyway, that's what that's all about. Thank you for letting me even air that out a little bit. And I don't want to go any more into it right now. Maybe we can bring up.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, maybe we can bring. I talked to Cousin Art about maybe coming in and talking about his book, Journey to Chatham, because in that book he talked a lot about Emmett Till. And he's done a lot of talks in the Catholic Church about the theme of Emmett Till. So it would be interesting to hear his take on what that was all about. I'm sorry that, you know, maybe we could even get Cousin Pete to come in and talk about it. He'd be interested to hear. I would be interested to hear because it's never been a conversation. What it must have been like in the classroom, man. All of a sudden they have that empty desk, you know? Wow.
Yeah.
Never talked about it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I see there's some chatter going on in the chat room. So, and I see Marty's out there. So you want to bring him on in and we can go ahead and get it cranked up?
Absolutely. That's area code 708-612, right? Area code 708-612. Right on. All right. Good evening.
Hello.
How you doing, sir? Welcome
back.
Hey,
what's
Welcome
up?
Back.
Yeah, what's up, money?
Bienvenidos.
So how you doing, man?
Yeah. Oh, did you hear me? Can you guys hear
me?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I said thank you for having me back. It's good being here, and thank you. I didn't know if I was on. You could hear me. Okay. It's all good.
Yeah, you were brought back by popular demand, man.
Well, amen.
So, Monday, we left off actually without the promise of a date confirmed as to when you were coming back. So we're just moving on our feet right now as we do this. So hopefully we won't throw you off stride in our stumbling around trying to ask the right questions. So just to fast forward right to this evening, we kind of left off Monday with you having given a thumbnail description of the Knowledge Corner and some aspect of the freeing of the addicted mind, will, and emotions. I think we touched a little bit on the development of a personal treatment plan. So there was a couple handouts I sent to a group of those who are more regular followers of the show, but there may be people who are listening in who didn't get handouts, but that's all right if they didn't. And if they're interested and want to get them, all they have to do is let us know, and we'll be sure to get them on out to anybody just for future reference. But the two handouts that we sent were, one was how to write your own treatment plan, and the other was the answer. So I would imagine I'm not going to imagine anything, so I'm leaving it up to you, man. I'm turning it over to you. Where do you want us to go? You know, what do you want the next step to be?
Okay, well, we're going to make this about how to write your own treatment plan.
Amen.
Okay? Everything will be built on that. So because of the restraints of the time, I want to kind of breeze through this, but we're going to start out with that handout that's called The Answer.
Okay.
Okay, and it's called The Answer because it's going to answer whatever question you have dealing with whatever you're dealing with. So today, since we're talking about how to write your own treatment plan and why to write your own treatment plan, well, here's the answer. This is why. And how. So you don't have to read. You can just follow the arrow. It says spiritual knowledge at the top. The arrow going to the left there. You must put spiritual knowledge into your soul. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotion. That produces godly love. Godly love goes into your lifestyle, which is your time, your money, and your social life. That sends you back to more spiritual knowledge. So it's a cycle of wellness. Why does it work? Because your mind controls what you do with your time, your will controls your money, and your emotions control your social life. The most problem with human beings is they live off the bottom part of their soul. They move with emotion without the benefit of intellect. Back to when Jackie Blunt told me, Marty, your biggest problem is you don't know anything.
Yeah,
well, everything that I was doing, getting high or whatever it is, I'm going off from an emotional and not a rational, intelligent move from spiritual knowledge. So he said, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to put some spiritual knowledge in. It's going to help your decisions and make your life better.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
First piece of spiritual knowledge we're going to look at, the soul thing in us and its relationship to God. Now, according to Scripture, it said that God made man, and he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So I was like, ooh, what does that mean? That means that God gave us a soul just like him. Our soul is made up of our mind, our will, and emotion. His soul is made up of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's job is to give us knowledge. So as we start giving this knowledge and start understanding ourselves from a spiritual perspective, we begin to act differently and think differently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that scripture that I just gave you was Genesis 1:26, if you want to write these down. I suggest that you do, so when you're alone, you can sit down and read more and get more out of it and let the Spirit teach you.
Amen.
The next scripture is John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So this is our beginning, just the way, okay, well, here, if this is the case here, then how much more spiritual knowledge do you want to put in yourself, and what's the best way for you to put it in yourself? That's going to bring us to writing your own treatment plan. Now, I could go much deeper into this because of time, though. I just want you to get the basics. If we were to start this and do this on a weekly basis or whatever, or when people used to come to groups, we would do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to the point where they could write this diagram, because that was part of the class. You had to be able to write the diagram without looking at the book so that you had this ingrained in your mind and soul. So with that, let's flip over to how to write your own treatment plan.
Okay.
Now, in writing your own treatment plan, you have 6 points to work from: prayer, meditation, reading, exercise, and group. Now, before you even start, I suggest that you take a pen and you rate yourself. No one knows you better than you. So for each one of the points there, prayer, meditation, reading, exercise, mentor, and groups, 10 points apiece.
Okay.
So look at each one and then grade yourself on how good you're at it or how much
okay,
you're
so
doing.
One being the lowest and 10 being the highest, right?
And 10 being the highest, exactly.
Okay.
So when you get those added up, it'll come out to 60. Then you just divide that by 6, and you'll see where your personal program is.
Okay. So, like, if I was to, you ever had anybody who comes out with a perfect 6?
No. I've never had anyone that's come out with a perfect 6, no.
Oh, a perfect 60. Yeah, okay. Yeah, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would really like to have dialogue with that person, whoever that might be, you know, man.
Well, I mean, I've talked to some people that have had some very high numbers, but I know they were BSing themselves, but, you know.
Well, you said it earlier, though. Nobody knows me better than I know myself. So I probably have two inventories here, two scores. I have the one I keep to myself and the one I brag about with you. The only problem is I got to hope that you don't know me too well. Man, I love this, though. I never heard this grading part, you know, of grading yourself. And 1 to 10 for each one, and then add it up and see, and divide by 6 to see, you know, to see just where I am with my personal program of wellness. All righty, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
No problem. Find out where you're at. So, all right, I'm going to start at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You can just follow along. The only successful treatment plan is a plan you help develop, understand, and are willing to follow. The treatment plan you will be examining was designed from the personal program, prayer, meditation, reading, exercise, mentor, and group. Please keep in mind this treatment plan is only an example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the first things that I have people do is memorize the 6 steps there so that you can you know them. They're part of you, see? Because this is what you're going to be doing, and this is what your treatment plan is going to be based on.
Okay.
Now, in the book, each one of them is explained, but we can take a good enough look at what we have written here and get an idea of what's written in the book.
Yeah.
This treatment plan is designed to give the consumers and clinicians a common language model to work from. The Knowledge Corner encourages consumers to keep a journal in which they record their treatment plan and recovery data. Entering recovery data into your own journal helps you to stay focused on your goal and enables you to see your self-determination improve in the recovery process. This is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for a lot of people. They don't have the discipline to sit down and do this, or don't think that it's necessary.
Gotcha. Yeah.
There is the problem. There's where the problem lies. Now, the first one, prayer. I will attempt to do a combination of prayer, meditation, and reading for at least 1 hour a day in the morning before I start my day. I understand my addictive way of thinking begins when I awake. Therefore, my day should begin with spirituality to help change my thought process. Prayer. I will pray as I choose. Meditation. Writing is a form of meditation. I will record in my journal. Reading. Reading is recovery. I will read the spiritual material I choose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Knowledge Corner naturally has the Bible at the top of the list. Now, I'll start with one of my daughter who has a doctorate degree from Duke in history. She could only do this for about 15 minutes. And she would come
wow.
to her dad. It's hard, Dad. You go, I said, yeah, I know, dear. I know it is. I said, because you're dealing with something that you're not used to dealing with. And that's all the things that are deficient in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to help and get straight. So when I say pastors, imams, clerics from the Jewish persuasion,
mm-hmm.
all of these different people have come through the Knowledge Corner in the 30-some years that I've been doing this. And when
right.
I say come through, these individuals, they don't come through a program from the state or from some type of agency. They're actually brought and handed to me because they can't go into regular treatment programs. So
right.
we come to the Knowledge Corner like Nick at Night. And all of them got that same problem, which is drugs and young girls. And how did they get off track and how did they get there?
Hmm.
So using whatever they have, that's what I use for them to develop their personal program.
Mm-hmm.
And to develop their treatment plan off of that.
Okay.
So my question is, what would you use outside of the Bible for your treatment plan that's going to help you? Can they speak back to me, or how does that go?
Hold on just a second. Let me see what we got here.
Ray,
we can do
Ray
it just open up
in.
All the mics, right? Will?
Oh, you want to just I thought he was asking just if anybody said anything.
We can just open up all the mics and just let people talk directly to him instead of trying to read back what comments are in the chat room.
Okay, then. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, yeah, I see. There you go. Okay, you got it.
Okay, we got Ray on right now.
Amen.
Marty.
Hey, Marty Hines.
Yeah.
Young man, so check it out. So, how do I put my finger on it? Man, there is the model that I'm being introduced to, you know, writing my own treatment plan, and the answer, and I appreciate how you broke it down. And some of my challenges is, you know, I every flaw I want to apply this to, you know, and I'm, you know, just want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how do, you know, for myself, for my, even for my children, if I sense that they're interested and somehow I'm, you know, as a dad, I try to, you know, guide them and trick them into certain things that I know is just going to be good for them. So just be tricked and shut up. But in a lot of that, how to identify, you know, main things in my character. I know I have a lot of flaws, but, you know, where would I start, or where would one start, or what's a good place to kind of search ourselves to just start with some things that, you know, writing a treatment plan to attack that, and, of course, getting to the answer. What's a good model? I mean, you started off with a pretty cool model with just, you know, adding up a score, something as simple as that, you know, adding up a score and then basing that score off of, I believe, a chart you may have. But, like, you know, what's a good thing that, you know, my sons and I can sit down and just start writing characteristics about ourselves or things of that nature? Does this sound like, first of all, does it make sense? And has this sort of been asked before in your, you know, 30-plus years?
No. That makes sense, but one of the first things you should do is the same thing I did. How old are your son?
23 each.
23 each? Okay. Grown men. One of the first things that I'm suggesting that you do is you sit down at least two or three times a week and y'all read the word together.
Yes, sir.
See, because what that is going to do, you're going to be actually putting that spiritual knowledge into your soul, and you're going to be led in the direction that you need to go in. Now, picking one thing that you want to deal with, what is it that you want to deal with for your prayer, meditation, and reading that you get up every morning, and you want to specifically put that down as this is what I'm going to attack? I don't know what that is. What might that be for you? Let's say I'll just take exercise. Exercise is the most neglected thing on this page in the personal program. So is that something that you need to sit down and read and pray about? Now, I designed my notebook so that everything you need is already in there. So there's a whole session on reading. On running, that's in there. There's a section on gambling. There's sections about drugs and you know, all that recovery. So, but that's my suggestion to you. Pick the topic that you most want to deal with, and that's what you take into your prayer, meditation, and reading, because you want the strength to do that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
It does.
Yeah. So, and I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, you know, start there. But I would say, yes, definitely, man, start up a session. I mean, you're the king of your career, man. So whatever is emulating from you is going to go out through the rest of the house and go get to everybody. So when you sit them boys down and you start reading and instructing them, that's going to make the house better. That's going to make them better. It's going to exalt your position. I started with my girls when they were 4 years old. They didn't know what they was reading. But it has helped them through their entire life. I'll give you an example. My oldest daughter, she went to this high school, and she got up with this Jewish girl and ended up going over to her house to meet her mom and dad and have dinner and all that. And the mother asked her what religion she was or what faith she was, and my daughter told her she was a child of God. And the woman asked her, you know, well, what that meant or whatever. So anyway, my daughter explained to her the 12 tribes of Israel. So the woman was aghast. She's like, where'd you get that from? You know more about that than we do.
Mm.
And she wanted, you know, to meet me. But the main thing was when my daughter came home and told me this, I said, do you see how this is going to help you when you end up going out into the world and doing what you want to do and you want to do your thing in Hollywood? I said, Hollywood is run by the Jews. I said, and the more you know about them, the easier it's going to be trying to do what you're doing. So that's just an example of spiritual knowledge paying off way back then, you know, up all the way up until now, because she's into doing Tribeca and all those type things, Sundance Film Festival, Cannes, all that. So I don't know where it's going to take you and your sons, but it's definitely going to take you somewhere. It's going to elevate you. The Lord says that his word cannot come back void. It's going to accomplish that thing which he was sent. Well, you're the one sending it.
Amen.
Right on, man. Mm-hmm. That's it. You spot on answered, you know, even just the beginning of like a starting point or a starting topic, the things that we may have angst about, worry about, whatever those things are that we want to bring into a prayer, meditation, or reading, like whatever those things are, it's our opportunity to, you know, start writing a treatment plan for whatever those things are and getting an answer.
Yeah.
But no, I'm saying your model, man, like you said, and so as I started to check it out even more, you know, got into more depth, and I know y'all, you know, we all trying to, you know, ain't nothing going to be overly solved in a day, but he is able to bring a lot in one day or one session of green effects, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But so, man, but I see it. Like, it's just more clear. I needed to hear me say it, and that clarity has been real cleared up. Like, that's an amazing starting point. Like, hey, what is worrying or challenging or whatever those things are in our life, either today or over the course of the last week, yesterday, or since grade school, whatever those things are, it's allowing me to sort of open up, you know, open-ended discussions, you know, and I need it. That's cool, man. That's what's up.
Also, just to I know earlier we mentioned the those two documents that you had sent me that. The two handouts. I was able to flip it, and I actually shared it with Adam and shared it with Ray. So, Ray, check your phone. I texted it to you. I was able to change it to a PDF. So hopefully that also helps.
I flipped the book, though. I'm flipping through the actual book, brother.
Right.
Yeah, Ray
okay.
had a copy of the book.
Page 20 and page 20.
Oh, he got a copy of the book. Okay.
Amen.
Let me catch up.
Amen.
Yeah, and Adam has a clear handout. I was able to make the adjustments I needed to make to send it out. But was there a point you had to make, Will?
No point. Sorry about that.
Is in regards to the treatment plan itself or the answer?
No.
Any personal
perspective? No, I was just letting you know that I was able to share some of this information, but I didn't know they already had it. So my bad.
Yeah. It came out real clear. And yeah, man, and that answer, what did Marty call it? Cycle of wellness.
Cycle of wellness, man.
Yeah, man.
I never heard that phrase from him before. Cycle of wellness.
Yeah, man. Is there a chart?
Yeah,
go ahead, Marty.
No. Go ahead. That's your question.
Hey, was there a chart, man? Like, I don't know if I heard it correctly, and I'm kind of thumbing through the book. Was there a chart after we did the math of, you know, where we ranked with, you know, the self-assessment of the six parts?
No, this is purely for you to see what you're deficient in and what you need to build up. That's all it's for. So Yep. If you see yourself rated as a 3 or something like that, well, there's something that you need to do something about.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what it comes down to. Like I said, here, I'll read exercise. Listen to this. I understand the importance of exercise and choose to begin an exercise program. I will exercise at least 4 times a week for 30 minutes. I will increase the amount of water I drink. My goal is to drink 1 gallon of water a day. That was, you ain't got to do all that. You can cut that in half. But as long as you're drinking enough water and cut out the pop and juice and all that.
Yeah.
I will take the time to get a true understanding of my medication. We live in a country where 2/3 of the commercials on TV is about taking some drugs.
Yeah, we're a hemophilic society, no question. Yeah.
You know, what should you be taking, what shouldn't you be taking? You need to sit down, you know, if you need to get rid of nutrition, you need to do something about that. I will take the time, okay. I need to know the benefits and side effects. I also need to know what vitamins I should be taking in conjunction with my medication. I'll record in my journal the benefits of my exercise program.
Yeah.
If America don't need nothing else, they need this, okay? We're the biggest consumers in the world. Okay?
Boy.
Yeah. So that's something to sit down that and put some serious thought about. Hey, you know, I need to get back in to doing this. And I mean, all of these, that there with the combination of your prayer, meditation, and reading, if you don't say one word to anybody, everybody's going to see that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, see, they're going to see the difference. They're going to hear the difference in you as you change. That's what changes things, particularly with in your house. Like I told my girls, I said, I'm raising greyhounds, not hogs, okay? So there ain't nobody fat around me. I ain't going to have it. My wife, we ain't together today, but she's still slim as can be because she was taught all these things. She tells me how she still teaches her friends. See? I'm going to, you know, this is running your household in the face of God as the Lord would see you to run it. Because you're responsible for all that. This is what you want to get going, a healthy personal program in everybody that begins with you.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that Ray can score himself a 10 on as far as I'm concerned. You know, all the way around, not just what he's doing personally, but also his influence on everybody who comes within arm's length. You know, without it being any kind of shame-based or any kind of judgment. So I love about watching, you know, my nephew navigate his way through his family, you know, and leading by example, you know. And I don't want to say too much about you, Ray, because I don't want to, you know, be talking about things that you may not want, you know, to be aired. But I think it's really a remarkable thing as I read this one area, number 4, exercise, and can truthfully say in the 8 years I've been living under your roof, this is the one constant, not only in your life, but in your dialogue as well. How many days have we spent talking about the value of understanding medications and what part water would play in that? Man.
Yeah, that part. I hear you on that, Uncle. And guess what gives me the strength to stay consistent that I believe? Getting up every day in prayer, meditating, and reading.
I hear you, man. That's what I wanted to say, but I thought I'd leave it alone. Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm saying, but I'm saying talk about it. I mean, I don't think I'm, you know, I want to master it, you know what I'm saying? But whatever that is, whatever it is, not knowing that or not clearly confirming that through prayer, meditation, and reading, it can provide like sustainable strength and sustainable energy to, you know, spread or whatever we, you know, when you and I are speaking about certain medications or those that, like you say, come in earshot or arm's length of us that, you know, we strategically and gently, you know, wrap our words with grace and season them with salt and just be able to talk to them, you know, in some kind of way. You know, whatever all that is, it comes from, I see it, man. I see what's up here. Yeah, this is a good, clear way that I've never been able to articulate in an organized manner what some of the things that we can keep, you know, perform consistently in our lives to reach certain things, man. And this is just the wonderful outline for someone like me that's, you know, just not able to articulate or keep an organized rhythm, you know, present. My emotions are going every which way. I'm excited with the things that I have an opportunity to kind of, you know, check out and see what sticks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's to me always a challenging thing to see in front of me my own design of an effective treatment plan that requires three elements, right? Three elements, you know. It's the one that I help develop, you know. It's the one that I understand, and it's the one that I'm willing to follow. You know, the first two, you know, okay, I can get real creative. I'm not too stupid, so I have a pretty good understanding of things. But the great challenge of my life in the 75 years I've been out here is the willingness to follow. You know, I mean, like knowing that something would be good for me doesn't necessarily allow my intellectual self to work for me too well. You know, it's almost like more I know, the more strength I give to denial. You know, I'm always trying to outsmart myself with denial. So I know that as a collective on a show like this, I don't know it, but I can sense it, that there's a whole lot of introspection going on. And maybe even a little tad of resentment, Marty. Like, how dare you bring these things to light? You know, I was able to hide. You know, I'm surprised, though, that you said the one thing that is the most neglected is exercise. I would have thought it would have been a combination between mentor and group. You know, it seems like mentorship and groups is a great concern of so many, because it means that I'll have to talk about what's going on with me and there'll be people holding me accountable. You know, that seems to me to be the two areas that are most, not maybe neglected, but definitely my perspective is avoided. You know, I don't even know, just looking at just mentor as outlined like a doctor, I don't know how many people develop that kind of rapport with their own doctor. You know, as a mentor, not as a prescriber, you know, but as a mentor of effective behavior. You know, I don't know. Like, it's like if my doc don't say drink 8 glasses of water a day, then I'll just take my meds and, you know, I'm good. You know, or if my meds are too powerful, I talk to my doc and have them lower it, but never anything that supplements it. Like, well, maybe what would be the effect of increasing my water intake? You know, would that help, you know, adjust the degree of the impact of the medication? Just having that kind of rapport, that kind of dialogue. And groups, you know, I know a lot of people, well, not a lot, but many people will say, well, church is my group. But there ain't a whole lot of talking going on, a whole lot of amening, yeah, you know, a whole lot of hand waving. But not a whole lot of side conversations going on about, you know, where my spiritual growth really is. So anyway, man, again, here we are at the bewitching hour. It's amazing how fast this time flew by. So I don't know about y'all, but Marty, I mean, would you be interested in coming back again?
Look, man, I would love to come back. But what I would really like to do is I would like to give everybody a book in your core group that you have.
Okay.
So how many books do I need to get together and mail them to you?
Well, good question. Let's see. Ray, what do you think? Half dozen?
Oh, it's my group? Okay, let's do it. I got like four people, so I'm, you know, I got four people that I would love to, you know, influence and try to pipe them over to what we got going on however many times you splash it on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Or whatever, I
need one.
Yeah, so let's start with a half dozen, Marty.
That cool? All right. Sounds good to me. I'll get them out to you ASAP, soon as I can.
Marty, okay. And if we if we're interested in ordering some, is that what? How does that? There's a phone number on the back of the book there.
Yeah, Bill can give you the number. You can just take this number down: 708-612-4236. I got to keep that phone with me. So text me first, okay? Because I get too many calls to ever be able to pick up the phone and really get it. But if I see the text, I'll be able to get back to you.
Yes, sir.
And you can use that for if you start studying, because if you actually do this, it's going to get deeper. You're going to do, and the questions are going to get deeper as your thoughts get deeper into it. And text me, and believe me, I will call you back, and we can sit down and work on it, whatever it is. No problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I got, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Marty, I know, you know, we know, we all know on this line that, you know, for you to even say that.
Amen.
That, you know, that's just amazing. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Bro, let me cool out. I mean, I got a book, and the author just told me that I'm available so we can get through with it. I mean, where that happened at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, amen. I ain't got, that's crazy.
Amen. Yeah.
And thank
amen.
You so much. Yeah, for offering.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Thanks, Marty, again.
In a few seconds.
Sorry, that was my goofy thing went on. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I just want, you know, we need to bail out of here. So, again, powerful session. We'll be talking, obviously, about, we'll be talking, and we'll take wherever the conversation goes. So, until next time, man, thanks again for being so gracious and blessing us with your time spent on the show, man. Yeah. All righty, Will, I'm going to turn it over to you, man. You know how I do, right? Yeah, you land this airplane, brother. Yeah. Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening again. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. I was just going to thank Ray for jumping on in without any opportunity to that's right, he did put his hand up. Never mind. I see Jay Passers out there. Maybe next time we can, you know, get him to pop in as well. Adam, as always, man, I appreciate your comments in the chat room. They never go unnoticed. Always there, man. And you're always there as well. So anyway, Will, I just wanted to just do those quick shout outs and Sister Brenda, she's still there. Thank you so much for dialing in, Brenda. Maybe one day we'll get you to say something.
is Marty still on?
My screen just went blank. Okay. Hold on a second. He might have bailed. You know, he don't wait around. He's like the Lone Ranger. He gone.
He's gone. High
hello. He gone. He's like he done his job. Right. All right, man.
Cool. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for all your support. If there's anybody that Dad or I missed, acknowledging you, you're not forgotten. So thank you. whether the live shows or the recorded shows. Again, thank you for your support. All the shows are saved and archived here on blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhouseeffects, the letter FX at the end. Or you can find Dad and I on your favorite podcast listening platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast, The Greenhouse Effects is there. So this is The Greenhouse Effects radio show, where we give an opportunity to exercise critical thinking, experience a renewed self-awareness, and maybe an even deeper connection to others and their experience, especially when we share interpretations and feelings. Our phone lines are always open when we're live. Give us a call. Don't wait on us. You know, we joke around about 1,000 words, but we do want to know what's on your mind, and we want to know, you know, how you're feeling. So, you know, we always send out that invitation to be a part of the show with us. But again, thank you for listening. I'm Will. That's Bill over there.
Amen.
As always, we hope that you all be safe, be blessed, and most importantly, be yourself, because everybody else is taken. And until Monday, Dad, I hope to see you soon.
Got some things planned out. You can count on it.
Absolutely. Adam, I love you, brother. I'm going to get to Massachusetts someday, man. We're going to get up there, all right? We're going to get there. Yeah. Adam is,
especially now that you got that road ride, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we get up there. I know he crossed his arms a little bit, like, damn it. Yeah. You in Dallas again?
You see that comment Ray posted on the chat room as we were talking about Marty Hines? He said, Marty went Hawk Harrelson on us. He gone.
Oh, exactly.
That's funny. Yeah, man. All righty, man. All righty, Will. I'll be hollering at you later on, probably tonight, if you're around.
Okay, cool. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, cool. Everybody. All righty, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Love you, Dad.
Love you back, Will.
All right. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Amen.
Amen.
I can't remember why I'm feeling this way. I guess I should be crying, but my heart just won't obey. If you'll stay to be happy as I lie here on the rooftop in the rain, I'll say